Adventures of Felix Slatkin.
And many more. I wish we had time for more samples, Julie.
I'm sure our shareholders realize what a tremendous market those teenagers are. There are more and more of them, with more and more money to spend. Why don't you tell about the Liberty success story in developing young performers?
Liberty's off to a great start with it. Judging by the sales charts, the strength of a record company lies with its youthful artists. And Liberty has performers like 17-year-old Bobby V, who sold more than 1 million copies on the Liberty release.
Devil or angel, I can't make up my mind. Which one you are, I'd like to wake up and find. Devil or angel, dear, whichever you are, I miss you, I miss you.
And with another new Liberty find, Johnny Burnett, who had the teenagers spinning for months with You're 16, Little Boy Sad, and...
Dreaming, I'm always dreaming. Dreaming, love will be mine. Searching, I'm always searching. Hoping.
Then the sensational reaction to another teen idol, Gene McDaniels, and his first big Liberty hit.
He took 100 pounds of clay, and then he said, hey, listen, I'm gonna fix this world today, because I know what's missing. Then he leaps up, and a brand new world began. He created a woman.
These three lads have taken over the sales charts as though they belong on them. And you know, Julie, they do belong there. They keep repeating hit after hit. Two new groups on Liberty's Dalton label have added more youth appeal, the Fleetwoods and the Ventures. The Fleetwoods, three 19-year-old singing stars, landed all four of their first efforts in the top 10 with music like this.
Dum-dum, dum-do-dum, 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 dum. Dum do dum do be do dum
softly,
dum do dum do be do
dum softly, dum do.
And the Ventures were there too, a factor in the international sales of Liberty with this hit that made it big in England. Kids and others like them, including Buddy Knox and Dick Laurie, helped to ensure the future of Liberty. But that's not the whole story, Julie. The company's even expanding into the lucrative field of country and western music, with performers like Bob Wills and his partner Tommy Duncan.
Deep within my heart lies a melody, a song of old San Antonio.
San Antonio.
Where in dreams I live with a memory.
Yes, yes, go on.
Beneath the stars all along.
Dave, I can see we're ready for anybody's taste. Just how big is Liberty now?
It ranks ninth in a field of 1,500 companies, Julie, and its share of the market grows bigger every year. Incidentally, Julie, one of the key reasons for Liberty's spectacular rise is its young management. Even the company's president, Al Bennett, is only 34 years old, and Vice President Hal Linick is 29. And we have one top executive who is barely old enough to vote.
Now, hold on, Dave. You're exaggerating.
Honestly, not at all, Julie. You know that young genius who handles the teenage appeal division around here, Snuffy Garrett? He's only 22 years old.
Figures. To the kids who like records, anybody who's 22 is a senior citizen.
I guess you're right. Well, Julie, we've heard the sounds of Liberty. Now let's hear about the future and meet that 34-year-old president we're talking about, Al Bennett.
Thanks, Dave, and you too, Julie, for taking us on this tour of Liberty Records. This record we've made for the shareholders is something unique, a limited edition for this very special occasion, Liberty's first annual report to its stockholders. I believe our best years lie ahead. The outlook is bright for the entire industry because the market is growing steadily both at home and overseas. It is especially bright for Liberty because we are expanding our share of that market. Acquisition last year of Dalton Records brought us valuable added release power, the ownership of profitable musical copyrights, and the services of two very popular recording groups, the Ventures and the Fleetwoods. We expect to double our overseas sales in each of the next 2 years, expanding beyond Europe to South America, Asia, and the Caribbean. We are expanding sales, promotion, and advertising, and we are diversifying into all musical fields to provide a solid base for future growth and earnings. Our new Premier Series collection, a limited series of quality albums featuring the most exceptional sound on record, has met with enthusiastic dealer response. Each album is superbly packaged in the Liberty tradition for maximum eye appeal to buyers.
Thanks, Al. And now let's close with a word from Liberty Senior Executive Officer, Board Chairman, and Head of Artists and Repertoire, Cy Warrenker. Cy?
Thank you, Dave. I believe the record industry's future lies in the hands of new talent. Youngsters unknown today will be the big names of tomorrow. While it's true that the big names of today are the moneymakers, the album sellers, we know that the search for talent must never end. The effect of a new talent breaking through in star proportions is to make the entire industry come alive. Stores find that they have more customers, more albums sell. The company producing the star discovers that its whole line comes to life. Other single records on the brink of being hits seem to get that added boost they needed. Everybody benefits from a new star. Liberty, with established stars ranging from Julie London to David Seville, from Gogie Grant to Spike Jones, and with sensational newcomers like Bobby V, Johnny Burnett, and Gene McDaniels, has balanced talent. We are confident that you will be hearing more and more of the sounds of Liberty.